Hi, Kathleen. Are you there?
Hi, I am here.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm super excited to have you for the very first episode of Boss Lady Jobs, the podcast. Everyone, we have Kathleen Tozzi. She's the founder and creator of the Fancy Schmancy Co. So, Kathleen, can you just give us like a little quick description of what is your company?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, thank you so much for talking to me. I'm so excited to be your first guest. So, the Fancy Schmancy Co. is my company, and we just launched last month, actually. And we sell creative accompaniments for entertaining and every day. So, our first product to launch is called Curious Crackers. So, they are entertaining crackers that are all organic, and they come in five fun shapes and flavors. And I'm so excited to be doing it.
That's amazing. And I've seen the pictures that you did of the charcuterie boards with all the different crackers, and they look so cute and so good. I just
Thank
love
you.
them. Yeah, they look amazing. So let's back up a little bit. Like, where are you from? And like, as a kid, what did you like to
Awesome. Okay,
do?
so
Like
I am
like all the way back to the beginning.
all the way back to the beginning. So I grew up in rural Ohio, Northeast Ohio, a little town called Magnolia, Ohio. And I grew up with my dad's side of the family being very entrepreneurial. They had all kinds of businesses as I was growing up. And my mom was a teacher. She was a sixth grade teacher. And so I started working in the family's restaurant, which was my dad's side of the family, when I was about 13 or 14. And so that's sort of, I mean, I've always been a big foodie. My mom's side of the family is farmers,
Oh,
and
wow.
all kinds of things. She has a huge family. And so I've always been very involved in the family businesses of all sorts. From my dad had apartments, and we would have to help clean apartments when people left, which is my least favorite thing. To they had a convenience store, which I have all kinds of stories of working at when I was like a little bitty kid. Yeah, so that's kind of that was my childhood, very rural, small town in Ohio. And but I decided I wanted to be a chef when I was young. So my parents were like, okay, well, you're gonna go work with your Aunt Helen at the restaurant. And I was just thought it was the coolest thing in the whole world.
What kind of restaurant was it? Like, what kind of food did they serve?
Yeah, so it's Cozy's, it's my last name. And
Oh.
so Italian steak, seafood, pasta. And I started bussing tables when I was a kid. So I think I was 14, but it was like just maybe 13, like just turning
Yeah.
14. And started bussing tables and working in the front of the house. And then when I was like ready for a promotion, so to speak, I wasn't old enough to wait tables because they serve drinks. So
Gotcha.
I got to go into the back of the house and cook, and I thought it was just the coolest thing in the whole world. And I spent a lot of my free time in high school at the restaurant cooking.
That's amazing. Yeah, I always ask like the entrepreneurs I talk to, what traits, carried over and do you think like led you to this? And yours is, almost exactly the same thing. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think
So,
definitely an entrepreneurial spirit and just a love for food and
perfect.
serving and, taking care of people.
Yeah, I love that. So, how did this new business come about? Was this, I know, do you have a business partner as well?
I do have a business partner. So we worked together for years. So the majority of my career as an adult, I spent with Whole Foods Market, and which was an amazing experience. I was there over a decade, almost 12 years. And my business partner and I met there. When the idea came into my head, I was living in South Carolina. I had left Whole Foods at that point. I left with the intention of starting my own thing, and I had a house in Charleston. So I moved down there and thought I knew what I wanted to do, but knew I didn't really. And so I was just very open to all the possibilities. And so I did all kinds of different things, entrepreneurial things, for a while. And then it was actually last holiday season. I'm a big cheese nerd. One of the things that I love most about food is cheese. And so I had made this really beautiful cheese platter for the friends that I was spending Thanksgiving with. That was my contribution to Thanksgiving dinner last year. And I'd made these crackers that were star-shaped, and that was fun. And then a few days later, I had a bunch of girls over to my house for one of my friend's birthdays. And at some point in time, I had made this gorgeous salad for that same group of girls that had edible flowers on it. And it was just the hit of the party. And so I was really just trying to outdo myself. That's how this company became a thing. And I was like, it's November. I couldn't find edible flowers. And I had just picked those flowers out of, somebody's flower bed probably. And so I'm like, how am I going to outdo edible flowers? It's November. So I had these small star-shaped crackers, and I kind of toasted them up and put them on the salad, and it was gorgeous. It's still right now one of the pictures we use for our company all the time.
I've seen it,
it's
so pretty.
So I made this huge spread of food. It was so fun. It was a great party with the girls, and that salad was the hit of the show again, the hit of the party again. So that night, as we're all having a good time and having champagne, we were calling the crackers on the salad, we were calling them salad cookies.
That's funny.
So then I was like, it's amazing. I just made the coolest thing ever. And I get really excited about all kinds of things. But when I create something, I get really excited. And so I'm fixing that picture to everyone I knew in food because I thought it was cool, not because I thought it was actually going to be business. And I was like, look, I made a thing, and I called it salad cookies. One of whom is my business partner, Svetlana, one of whom is my friend, Michael, who lives in the D.C., Maryland area as well. And a few weeks later, he texted me, and he's like, hey, you should come pitch that idea to this accelerator program that he's involved with, he works for. And I was like, okay. So we did, and the rest is history.
Wow. So what's the accelerator called?
It's Union Kitchen. So it's a food and incubator kitchen and accelerator program. And it's so we started that. We officially started the company a few months later. I think we signed the paperwork in February. And I got a little apartment up here and moved up here to do it. So Union Kitchen is really cool because it's a giant commercial kitchen space that is shared space, so it makes it more economical. But then also they have a small distribution network within the area, so they distribute for us. And then also two little grocery stores, so it's really cool. They really try and kind of create the whole ecosystem for food entrepreneurs to be successful. They have an accelerator program where they kind of help you a little bit more intensely get your product to market. So that was very cool, and it's been an amazing process. I've gotten to use all of my experience and knowledge in food and in particular retail to design this product that I'm really excited about and proud of, and it's going to look awesome on shelves,
Yeah, I've seen the packaging. It's amazing. So take me through the steps of this. When did you decide on the packaging? How did you, once you had the star shape, did you decide, like, how did you decide that you weren't going to do, like, just a bunch of different flavors and stars? And, like, kind of, what was all that creative process after you were accepted into the program?
So I'm definitely, like, the creative side and the recipe development side. So in the fall, I'd come up here in like December to meet with people and just kind of check out the program and see what it was all about. And so over Christmas, I was at my parents' house and I was literally making crackers all day long and trying out new recipes. And I forced myself, this is definitely like forced because I love to do all kinds of different things. I forced myself to really try and focus on the base recipe. And so like my family ate like a million kinds of like the same cracker with like minor variations for like the 2 weeks that I was home with the holidays. So that was like the first thing. And I got back to South Carolina and like I felt like I had like something interesting, something good to start. And then from there, you know, just understanding like how you would launch a product, which is, you know, I only understand it from the retail side at that point. And I was like, well, I feel like we need like a couple flavors. And I was like, maybe three flavors. And I was like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if we did different shapes, right? It just seemed like a natural fit that each flavor should have its own shape. That's not really a thing you see, but that was a natural fit for me.
No, it's a great idea. But yeah, if you think of like any product that's a different flavor, it's almost always the same like shape, and sometimes it even looks exactly the same. So
yeah, so I don't know, I felt like they should look different. And I think part of it was the flavors that I ended up starting to play with were like different colors, so it made sense to have them in like different shapes. And also like I had a set of cookie cutters that were different shapes, so I was trying out different things.
There you go.
You know, a creative process of like playing in the kitchen. And that was a really cool time because from just the beginning of the year until I moved here, because I was really trying to hone in on the recipes and the flavors. And I am passionate Airbnb host. I'm a super host. And so at the time I was hosting people in my home. And so it was so fun. Like, I would be baking all the time, and my guests would be, like, in and out of the house. And for the most part, like, fairly minimal interaction. But, like, no one can, like, walk by my kitchen counter and not be like, what are you doing? For a while, we were still calling them salad cookies. Until I moved up here, we were calling them salad cookies. And then we just had sort of the process of trying to figure out what we were going to call the brand, which I've always kind of used the term fancy schmancy, especially in reference to, because I worked in the cheese department and all the specialty goods, so, you know, all the fancy jams and jellies and cheeses and all of those things. And so I just always thought that was a funny thing to say. And I remember even putting it on signage before, like when I was at Whole Foods. And my team members thinking it was funny. Like, it's funny, right? And I woke up one morning and I was like, the Fancy Schmancy Co. And so I kept saying it. And I kept like telling my friends, like, I'm going to name my company the Fancy Schmancy Co. And I like told like my business partner, and I kept thinking like, someone's going to be like, that's ridiculous, Kathleen. Like, you can't call your company that.
And everyone's like, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, everyone was just like, oh, that's awesome, and so you. And I was like, well, it's definitely me. But it's just, like, the more we said it, the more that it became reality. And I was like, well, that's just it. Like, that's it. So that's how the name kind of came about. And then it was just like processes, like keep trying things and keep seeing how the recipes kind of scale, you know, at least to bigger batches. And then the packaging, a graphic designer that I had worked with at Whole Foods Market, I had hired him years ago to work in one of my stores, was freelancing, and I'd done like a couple other like little you know, interesting projects with him, and so nice to work with someone who you have like a history with and who like knows your working style and you know their style. So like he totally got it when I was like, the Fancy Schmancy Co. and we're gonna make crackers, and he's like, of course you are, like,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like, I mean,
no question
about it. Yeah, and I went through like you know, interviews with other graphic designers, and there were some amazing people who I'm sure would have done like an awesome job, but Steve just really understood what my vision for it, and you know, took it and ran with it. So we decided what the shape of the box, which is unique. It's a hexagon box. Definitely not something you see often, but because I had stacked a lot of crackers in my life, and I knew what looks good on the shelf and what looks honestly like on display. Like, so you know, the products that like look good on display are the ones that get the display space, right? And
right.
I wanted that space, and I wanted, you know, and I understood what that like should look like. You know, you need a pack. First of all, you need a box that stacks, because if you have a product that doesn't stack, it doesn't, you know, nobody will stack it high, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
The shape of the box is really important. That was probably the hardest part, because you have to purchase the die to cut the box. But once we were kind of comfortable with that, then we got to play with the brand and the colors and the fonts and everything from there. Was a really fun process, and it was probably like my favorite part of the process, just because it was, you know, kind of visioning the end product and then like getting the team to like together to like kind of get there. The team, it's not very many of us, but just everyone, you know, getting everyone's feedback,
yeah.
And learning about how boxes are made and like, you know, all those things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that probably all came together by the spring. Our goal from the time we started was to have product on shelf in July. And we were super close. We had product on shelf the first week of August. So close.
That's pretty impressive, though. That's a pretty quick time to go from concept to market.
It is. It's super fast. It is super fast. So, yeah, so that's kind of the whole process. It's been really cool. Like, we change things constantly, and I'm sure it's going to, like, keep happening rapidly.
Yeah, of course. So going through this, what's the best piece of advice you've gotten from, you know, mentors or other people maybe in your kitchen or in your accelerator program?
Oh, gosh. I think the best piece of advice is probably just be, like, ready to change constantly. Like, just be ready to adapt.
Ready to.
Because it's a constant adaptation. Like, you have to know, like, what – you have to have a strategy. You have to have, like, goal in mind and, like, you know, understand your market and what you want to do and, like, make sure that your brand fits that and all of these things when you plan, right? But, like, there's a million things that you just don't even think to put in a plan. So having the ability to adapt all of those, like, little things, you don't change, you know, your strategy all the time. You just have to adapt the little steps to get there, I think, probably is the biggest thing. Like, we don't call them salad cookies anymore.
That's great advice. So looking forward, what is your, like, next milestone?
So we just launched last month, and we're in a couple shops around town. And we're very excited to be launching on the 5 DC Whole Foods Market shelves next month, hopefully. I think we're good together. We got all our ducks in a row.
Yeah.
So I think the next the next milestone for me is really like knocking out of the park for the holidays. And like learning what customer, like really getting like the customer reaction. You know, we're starting to put together sales goals for, you know, for the rest of the year and things like that. But for me, it's really about being in front of customers and understanding like how they're reacting to the product and what those next like pivots are going to be to take it to the next level for sure. Because I feel like after the first of the year, we are going to start looking to scale like in a bigger way. So when you get to that point, like those little pivots get harder, right?
Right.
If you're having someone else help your product, if you have a bigger team or if you have someone else help your product or if you've purchased more packaging with like, you know, these ingredients on it, right? You can't change your recipe as fast. All of those things that when you're small, you can change fast. You know, if you get a little bit bigger, those changes can still be fast, but not as fast. So really understanding the market through the holidays, just being out in front of customers and like selling it and like talking to people, that's probably like what I'm most excited about.
Is that your favorite part? Like actually getting to talk to people and, you know, kind of learn about what they like to do and how they like to entertain and how they're going to use it.
I think that is definitely my favorite part, like being with people, like helping them like have an awesome like meal or party or whatever. It was probably my favorite part of retail all those years of being and you know with customers, and there were so many things that I did like in those years and just throughout my career in general. But like there's something really special and really exciting to me about talking about food and like sharing food with people. And so hearing what people's traditions or like helping them figure out what to do, making it like easy, right? Like making entertaining fun and not stressful for people is just what it's all about for me. I'm never stressed when like entertaining and like making food. And I know it's like so hard for so many people and like such a, thing that doesn't necessarily come natural, but they want to do it really well.
Yeah,
those are probably
the worst. I'm
probably my
at
favorite
Whole Foods, like wandering around, like what looks cool. Like I don't know. You know,
I like to be the lady that comes up and be like, look, buy this, this, and this. Put it together like this, and you'd be good to go. You're the star of the party, right?
Yes, like, yes. I needed you there. All of those times.
So really, and I really want to grow that aspect of the way that we interact with our customers. Like right now, it's like I'm baking all the time, and I like might do a demo here and there, or like be able to like post a little bit on social media. But it's like a one woman show, and I obviously have an awesome business partner who does a lot, but she's a busy mom, so. So a lot of the actual like production, is my deal. So I'm really excited to like grow to the place where I can like learn how to, get that really awesome engagement and interaction with our customers for sure.
Yeah. So what's one good tip for someone who like me is terrible at entertaining? Like if someone invites you over for like a social hour, what's the easiest thing to bring? Do you suggest like cheese and crackers or what would you say?
So cheese is always a hit. Like you cannot go wrong. So yes, you can always bring a bottle of champagne. Like nobody's mad about that ever, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
I often say like, look, when in doubt, just champagne. It pairs with everything. Like, no matter what you're serving, champagne tastes good with it. and you always seem like the life of the party when you roll in with champagne. So
okay, I'm doing
like
that now forever.
Easy peasy right there. And then if you bring like a cheese with it, like most people like a soft creamy brie goes great with champagne. And then, you know, easy. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. That's so perfect. Okay, so the last question today is, what is your spirit animal?
Oh, my gosh. My spirit animal. I feel like that should be, like, something I know, like, instinctively, and I'm
I
not
know.
Sure I
do. Sometimes it's a hard question. I like to think
sometimes
about
I feel like
spirit.
Sometimes I could totally see, like, myself being some sort of, like, feline, you know, like a...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not
tiger
like a house
seems aggressive.
Like a panther
like a panther. Yeah. One of those sort of animals. But I also can totally see, like, some sort of, like, really interesting bird.
A bird. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I've moved around a lot in my life. Like, I feel like there's a lot of freedom in that, like, bird symbolism.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a cat bird.
A cat bird. Perfect. I love it. I love it so much. So for people in D.C., they can visit you at Union Kitchen?
Yeah. So our products are sold in the Union Kitchen grocery and a few other places around town. We're growing. And, yeah.
And where can people find you online? Yeah, what is your social media, the best way to find you?
Absolutely. So our website is thefancyschmancy.com. And on social media, we are at thefancyschmancyco.
Awesome.
Yeah. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Perfect. I will link all of that up on the Boss Lady Jobs website. And thank you so much. I'm so glad we got to talk today.
Yeah, me too. I loved it. Thank you.
Okay, everyone. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.